Praise Master Jesus. Praise the Lord. You're welcome to the Voice of Rest on ABS 88.5 FM. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this wonderful platform you're giving us to propagate the gospel of the kingdom. King of Kings, thank you. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. We receive the oil of quick understanding. The anointed one lives his life, speaks his powerful words, and performs mega mighty miracles through me in union as one. Ministry mightily, powerfully, dynamically, ceaselessly among all men. That in all who have every cause to say, I love you to your holy name. Welcome the holy angelic arena to minister alongside with us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Invite your friends, your family members. Every person come online. It's time for us to eat and wine and dine with the King. Praise Master Jesus. You know, for the past week, and we've been looking at the subject of the language of sonship. I want to take it further to another degree of expression of it. Christ the Logos, the logic of God. Christ the Logos, the logic of God. Christ the Logos, or the logic of God. Christ the Logos. In John 1 verse 1, the Bible says, in the beginning, mark that word, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. If you go to Passion Translation, he put it this way, in the very beginning, the living expression was already there. And the living expression was with God, yet fully God. In John 1 verse 14, the Bible says the Word became flesh. In other words, the living Word, the living expression became a man and lived among us, who came from the Father. He's talking about the person of the Messiah, because Christ is the Logos, the logic of God. In John 1 verse 18, immediate translation, John 1:18, immediate translation. The Bible says, until this moment, God remained invisible. Now, the authentic incarnate begotten Son, the blueprint of mankind's design, who represent the innermost being of God. That word, Christ, represents the innermost being of God. It's no surprise that the glory of God sits in our innermost being of God. In other words, if you see this word, the Logos, the living expression, is fully in creation, that is one, in revelation, that is two, and in redemption. In other words, the Logos that God expresses in creation and other expressions of who he is, Jehovah in Christ, fully expresses that Logos, that living expression, that Word. Christ is the Word of God that is made flesh. Why? The Word of God became flesh so that the sons of men that are flesh will become the living Word. Praise Master Jesus. That the Word of God, the living Word, became flesh so that the sons of men, we became the living Word. That Logos that was expressed in creation, let's take for instance, because the Word of God that was expressed in creation, for instance, if you look at the trees, you see the intelligence of God expressed in the trees. In the scripture, Bible calls us the tree of righteousness, the planting of the Lord. Praise Master Jesus. Even Jesus figuratively is being represented with the tree of life. In other words, he can even have text when Jesus was on earth. Jesus prayed for a blind person. That person regained his sight. He said, what do you see? He said, I saw men walking like trees. It's not energized. Jesus said, oh, no. Wrong timing. he prayed again and closed that dimension, because that man was actually seeing into the future that men will walk like trees. What does it mean? In other words, you see tree, the intelligence of God being expressed in the trees in creation, and now Christ in us, who happens to be the tree of life, want to express himself through humankind. For instance, stones. You see the intelligence of God being expressed in stones. Bible calls the sons of the kingdom the living stones being built together into a holy temple. In other words, if you see light expressing creation, the intelligence of God being expressed in created light, but there is another kind of light which is called a creative light, wants to express himself through mankind. That is to say, anything you see in creation is found within us. That very logos, that very living expression that was fully expressed in creation, now fully became man, and that very expression is now dwelling inside of us. That means God wants to express something he expressed in creation much more through mankind. In other words, if you read John 8:31 in Middle Translation, I paraphrase. The Bible says, Jesus said, take my word to its complete conclusion, then abide in seamless union with his logic, is to truly be my disciples. And the next line says, the word logos also means intelligence. As an interconnected network of things known, the sum total of logic. In other words, we have known Jesus as our Savior, beautiful. We have known Jesus as the power of God, beautiful. We have known Jesus as the wisdom of God, awesome. What we are yet to know Jesus as in the intelligent, the fullness of intelligence of Elohim. And that Christ is now in us. He wants to express himself through us. In John 1:1, that place the Bible says, in the beginning. Let's go to Genesis 1:1. The Bible says, in the beginning, God created heavens and earth. Remember, John 1:1, the Bible says, in the beginning, the living expression was already there. The living expression was God, yet fully God. The Bible says, through him, all things were created. That means Jesus, who happens to be the living expression of this King of Glory, the innermost being, who represents the innermost being of God, is the foundational creation principle. In other words, he is the through him, all things were created for him and by him. Nothing that was created did not pass through the living expression. Nothing. Everything. In other words, in that beginning, God created heavens and earth. What does it mean? The more the living expression, the living word of God lives his life through us, the anointed one, the more our creative ability will be consciously activated. Why? Because in our spirit man, there's what we call the organ of creativity. The more we live in union with this King, and this King lives his life through us in union as one, the creative dimension of Christ in us, the intelligence of this King will be fully activated and energized. And that creative ability brings us to that state where we co-create with this King. We are co-creators with Jesus. That is to say, the organ of creativity is the unending river of wisdom, intelligence, and understanding combined into one. The more we live in union, Christ, the logic of God, the more the anointed one lives his life through us in union as one, the more the organ of creativity is being energized, activated, and released, so that the very thing God expresses in creation will find expression in and through us as well. In Genesis 1:3, God announced, let there be light. And Bible said, light burst forth. Let there be light. Before man found electricity, God, light has been in the kingdom world. God is light. Before man began to found or innovate or invent electricity, light, there is light in creation, the sun, the moon, and the stars. Before man found this, this has been in the kingdom world. Beyond the stars, moon, and sun, there is the creative light who happens to be the King of Glory. God is light. The Bible said, he announced, let there be light. Light burst forth. Where did it burst forth? It burst forth from him. In other words, the very innermost being of who God is came out. The representation of the innermost being of God was expressed in creation. And that thing that was expressed in creation has been embedded inside of us. If you go to 2 Corinthians 4 verse 6, I read from the New Translation, 2 Corinthians 4 verse 6, the Bible said, the life source is founded in the same God who said, light be, light shone out of darkness. That's exactly what happened in Genesis 1:3. It said, light be, and light be, and light shone out. In other words, out of darkness is the same God who kindled a light in our heart, who shining is to make his glory as he has revealed in the features of his likeness in the face of Jesus Christ reflected within us. That is to say, that very God that says light be, a light burst out in Genesis 1:3, that God now kindled that light within our heart. The same thing that was expressed in creation is now being expressed in our heart. That is to say, creation, the creative fundamental principle of all creation that is outside of us is now being embedded in our heart. That is to say, the more the anointed one lives his life through us as the logic of God, as the logos, consciously, that light will begin to shine out of us. Because if we go to Matthew 5, 14 and 16, the Bible said, our lives light up the world. Our lives light up the world. I ask a question, what life? Because there are lives, said, our lives light up the world. Is it the natural life or another kind of life that has the capacity to light up the world? Very important question. But we find our answer in Ephesians 4 verse 4. The Bible said, I embrace the Christ in me, as I embrace Christ in me, who is my new life. That means, that is my old life, that is my new life. My old life has been crucified with Christ, but there is a new life. And that new life is Christ in us. And that new life is already empowered by the faith of the Son of God. The more I embrace that Christ in me, who happens to be my new life, empowered by the faith of the Son of God, living in union with him, something will start happening. If you read Matthew 5 verse 16, the Bible says, do not hide your light. Let it shine brightly before others. If you read Ephesians 5 verse 8, the Bible shows us how it's going to shine. He said, once our lives were full of sin's darkness, but now I have the very light of our Lord shining through me because of my union with him. So beautiful. In Ephesians 4 verse 4:24, the Bible says, we embrace the glorious Christ within our new life, living in union with him. The Bible says, as we do it, of the Lord will shine through us. And once it starts shining through us, it will do one thing. It will start shining through us before others. Then, and that before others, it will trigger praise to our Father. In other words, say after me, I embrace the glorious Christ within as my new life, empowered by the faith of the Son of God, living in union with him, and is the very light of our Lord shines through me brilliantly before all men or before others. Christ, the logic of God. There is so much about this Jesus. The Jesus, the intelligent, the super intelligent personality of the Godhead. And he's not living inside of us. Praise Master Jesus. The more the anointed one lives his life through me, the more the intelligent personality of this king will find expression through me. The world is looking, the world is AI, in artificial intelligence. Hey, artificial intelligence. There is something bigger than artificial intelligence. His name is called the Messiah. One of the days, somebody told me about the ChatGPT. I got it. I downloaded it. I input some few things there. I asked ChatGPT, who is Christ in us, in man? He said to me, I'm speaking fallacy. I said, listen to me, ChatGPT. Christ in us. I began to show, he said, the only thing I say, is that that's correct. That's correct. That means there's something bigger than it. Christ in us is the intelligence the world is looking for. No matter what their present intelligence is not doing now, they thank God for them. But Christ in us is a pointer that is another kind of super intelligence that is bigger than the artificial. It's called artificial. It remains artificial. But there's a supernatural intelligence who happens to be Christ in us. Praise Master Jesus. Praise Master Jesus. Everything I've just said now will never find expression in your life until you said that Christ, the Logos of God, the intelligence, the interconnected network of all things, the sum total of logic of this king lives inside of me, lives his life through me. He cannot live his life through you until he lives in you. Praise Master Jesus. If you are yet to say that Christ, come into my life and be my Lord and my Savior, place your hand on your chest now and let me pray with you. Say after me, Lord Jesus, I believe in my heart you came into my life. I believe in my heart you came to this earth in my name. You died in my name. You raised in my name. You are glorified in my name. I confess your lordship over my life. I abdicate the throne of my heart to you, Lord, as my Lord and my Savior. I abdicate my heart to you, Lord, and I submerge my life into union with the Spirit of Holiness and with the raging flame of my blazing on my head. The same prayer in Igbo. So even that you can, I could never know the mother. Name won't name him. This long be name him. That is one of the company was young on the ends of town. None of them do a baby. I sit to work on that. Obium was so chairs again. Name we give me a gum naming to monster. No, I couldn't call him my a baby. Amen.